Larry last year bought a computer for Christmas, and it took him 3 hours to set it up, downloading all the software, clicking through all the licensing agreements, doing all of the different downloads. And 3 hours later, he had a computer that kind of worked. So the pack was actually meant to solve that problem.
That's Marissa Mayer of Google. I'm John Furrier, CEO of PodTech.net and PodTech News. I got to chat with her on stage after the keynote speech given by Google's co-founder Larry Page at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
It's a collection of software that you can download to make your computer just work better.
It's free product?
That's right. It's free, and you can download it off the Google homepage starting right now.
So it's consistent with the Google business model of, you know, free information, free value to users. What is the future for the software downloads?
Well, we're excited to add more to the pack, but right now we have everything from browsers like Firefox to things that protect your computer like Adaware, as well as Norton Antivirus. And we also have things that help you see new content on your computer like RealPlayer for various media files, as well as Adobe PDF. Plus there's all the normal Google goodies like Toolbar, Desktop Search, and so on and so forth.
Larry was alluding to in his keynote speech about things that are kind of a pain in the ass, like power cords. He also mentioned downloading. People just generally don't like to download. So talk about the feature that you guys have in them.
Actually, there's a good story behind the downloads here, because Larry last year bought a computer for Christmas, and it took him 3 hours to set it up, downloading all the software, clicking through all the licensing agreements, doing all of the different downloads. And 3 hours later, he had a computer that kind of worked. So the pack was actually meant to solve that problem. So we have a special utility there called the Google Updater that seamlessly lets you agree to one licensing agreement with just one click, and then begins downloading all the different applications onto your computer. No wizards, no extra clicks. You just get the software in a reasonable default configuration.
So I'm in the podcasting business. People download big files on podcasting, and the big joke on these big downloads is that, you know, once it starts, you get a cup of coffee and come back. Talk about what you guys are doing and how you guys have let users surf and use Google and while the downloading process.
Sure. So the Google Updater is really smart. It actually checks how much bandwidth you have. It doesn't get in the way of you browsing the web or sending email. And if your connection drops, say if you're on dial-up, it's actually smart enough to resume the download in the middle.
Any future plans for additional software products? Obviously, Firefox is a non-Microsoft product. You guys obviously don't have any Microsoft products. Free. You don't charge. Anything else that you see coming down the road?
I think there's a lot of interesting and exciting things that could be added to the Google Pack. The ones that are there right now are there because we thought they offered the best quality of a user experience, and they were the best thing we could do for our users.
It's a great utility. Any final bumper sticker for users about this product?
Google Pack. It'll make your computer just work.
Marissa Mayer is in charge of launch information for Google's new download service called Google Pack. I'm John Furrier of PodTech News. The CES has been a conference dominated by news about moving video onto the web from a variety of internet and computer companies. Google is in a race too, and the company announced a new store as well as an alliance with CBS. Here's Jennifer Feiken, who heads up Google's new video offering.
Today we announced our Google Video Store, which is the first online open marketplace where users can find a very wide variety of video content. And producers of video and film content can decide how they want to sell their content on this particular platform. What's really unusual about it is the openness compared to a lot of other systems that are out there today. So it's open in the sense that we're accepting all types of content from the highest value CBS content, the NBA, Sony, BMG Music, down to an independent film producer or an independent video creator who just wants to upload their content for the very first time to get in front of the audience of the millions of users who use Google every day.
How do you allow everyone to upload? So every producer, someone's doing a video blog or video casting, to as well as the big companies?
We have a couple policies that are pretty general. We don't accept pornography or obscenity or blatant copyright infringement. But pretty much you can be, you know, someone who's just taping something in your backyard to, you know, Survivor, NCIS or CSI.
Great. Google's always done a great job, great innovative things technically, so obviously it's huge multimedia opportunity for everyone. But Google's business model has always been free, and I noticed Larry mentioned that now it's a paid service. Talk about how you guys are rolling that out.
Sure. Well, there is a Google Video Upload product that is out there today, and all of that video is free. So the content owners have decided to put their content into that particular product to stream it for free. In talking to a lot of the content owners, what we found out is, obviously, it's very expensive to create video content. of high quality. And so there was a number of content producers who said, we love what you're doing, we love your experience, but we need to monetize our content. How can you help us? And so the way that we've done that is we've enabled a place where people can actually charge for their content so that they can bring it online. So in essence, in addition to having the audience for these users, these content owners, we've provided an ability for them to charge for their content. So they can have both the audience as well as earn revenue for the content that they've created.
Google's always been a liberator of messages and allowing freedom for people to do publishing and content producers. And it's always been friendly to producers. Talk about the revenue share. Is that changing, or is it going to be the same Google model of consumer-friendly, producer-friendly, I should say, content?
It's definitely the same model. I mean, the large majority of the revenue share goes to the creator of the video or the film.
Larry was up on stage and he gave a real nice compliment to Apple iTunes on a question and answer session, talking about that's the kind of model that he sees really working. And iTunes has been a great force in this cultural change around, you know, the iPod and podcasting. Question, what about audio content? You mentioned CBS is up there. They have radio. What about podcasting? Do you see that coming directly?
That's a great idea. When we have something to announce on that, we'll certainly get back to you.
No, looking forward to it. Well, podtech.net, you should check out podtech.net. Final question for you. Mentioned the video iPod. Was that a coincidence, or is that just random example of the kind of devices that show video?
Oh, so what he mentioned was for non-copy protected content, you can actually download it to your iPod or your PSP.
Okay, got it. And CBS is going to put content up to Google and allow you guys to distribute that on a paid basis, right?
That's right.
Great. We're here with Jennifer Feinkin of Google. Thank you very much, and congratulations. Great keynote by Larry. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.